Welcome to the weekend edition of the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. Today's podcast features all the best segments from this week's slate of Undisputed. With in-depth interviews and discussions, we have a lot to talk about heading into next week. Skip, Shannon, let's get to it.
And staying in the NFC East, the 2-3 Cowboys have been struggling on offense, and a lot of the focus has been on their lack of a number one receiver. Jerry Jones said yesterday that the Cowboys have not had a number one receiver for several years, which seemed to be a shot at Dez Bryant. Jerry added that Dez has never been in the elite category like DeAndre Hopkins and Julio Jones. Well, Dez actually agreed with Jerry on Twitter, saying, as a receiver playing for the Dallas Cowboys, your mind has to be right because you will never see targets like AB, OBJ, and DeAndre Hopkins. None of those guys. I was never schemed into things. I made things happen throughout my career. I'm Mr. 73. They had Jason Witten as our number one, so Jerry is right. Then Dez was not happy with Shannon's tweet that Dez looks thirsty for his comments about the Cowboys. Dez tweeted, I reply back, I look thirsty. Tell me how. I get it. It's okay for y'all to say what y'all want and expect us players not to say anything back, even if it's positive, negative, or simply the truth. Create whatever narrative you like. I don't give a bleep. Let's make that clear. Busy guy on Twitter. Shannon, what is your take on Dez's comments?
Skip, now I swore I was going to be like Lil Duval, that I wasn't going to be going back and forth with these suckers.
Yeah.
And here I am going back and forth because Dez keep dragging me in this. Skip, I tweeted after what Jerry said. We touched on a little bit yesterday. Jerry on his radio show said, we haven't had a number one receiver in several years. I tweeted, I said, I don't really know what else Dez need to hear from Jerry Jones to let him know they've moved on. Him, 8 days ago, someone tweeted Dez, who you signing with at Dez Bryant? I'd rather be a Dallas Cowboy.
He did.
Skip, they released you with not a salary restructure, with not a pay decrease.
No.
They flat out released you. A week ago, Jerry Jones, they asked Jerry, with the situation because the receivers, for whatever reason, they don't think they're getting open. Jerry says, no, we've moved on. He's posting things. He in silver and blue shorts. It's silver top and blue shorts. Come on, bruh. And I said, you look thirsty. And you do. Jerry has moved on. And now Jerry says, we hadn't had a number one receiver. And first of all, Jerry, if you don't think Dez was elite like DeAndre Hopkins and AB, why the hell you pay him like he was? You gave him $14 million. Here's what Dez don't understand, Skip. Here, last year, Dez was 12th in targets. He was tied for 24th in catches, 26th in yards. Of the 72 qualifying receivers, Dez finished 65th in catch percentage. Dez had 132 targets. 132.
And led Dallas by far. Go ahead. Yep.
See, Dez is trying to absolve himself of this blame, and he says he's Mr. 73. You also missed the number one, too, Dez, as in one playoff victory. If you want your story told, tell it all.
Well, he got robbed out of an
Yeah, why he won.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you know what? On his resume, maybe they could put an asterisk by it, saying he was robbed of another playoff victory. But in the meantime, what's on there is one. He's missed the number one, as in one playoff win. That's on his resume. But Dez got to stop this, Skip. I would rather be a Dallas Cowboy. Skip, they released you. They moved on. When the Broncos released me, and then I got released by the Ravens 2 years later, I wasn't calling them. They reached out to me. Would I be interested in return? Sure. I wasn't, there was no social media, but I wasn't taking no pictures with Ozzy. And hell, I like to thank Ozzy and I are very good friends. One of the first guys that I wanted to meet when I got to the NFL. Come on, bro. You bigger than, and as I hashtag Dez, other teams pay too. Dallas Cowboys are not the
you
only
hashtag?
One.
Hashtag?
Yeah, I hashtag that. That's what
you hashtag?
Yeah.
Really? I never hashtag.
You don't never do anything.
Never hashtagged.
That's why they engaged me. They love me.
Really?
You see, David Allen Greer, what'd he say? Oh, Shay Sharp! That's my guy, Shay Sharp.
He was doing that to get me.
It worked too. But Skip, I don't know if you know what thirsty means, but Dez is thirsty.
Where did you get that word? Where did you come up
that's
with
a, you know, that's which, a, that's
I know
a
what that means.
That's a term. That's a term that we use in our community
do you?
That signifies somebody, you know, out there, you know. Look at all. You know, kind of like you when you posted them pictures with your shirt off.
Really?
You looking real thirsty.
Thirsty for what?
Yeah, don't worry about it. You know, when you get go to Urban Dictionary and look up the term thirsty.
You got it from one of your Twitter followers, right?
Yeah. Skip,
you learn a lot from your followers. You engage because you learn. Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll use that on Undisputed.
You gotta go get out, Skip.
Really?
You know, you gotta be inherited in.
You need to be confident in your own thoughts.
Skip, where do you think all these words come from?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Make them up. Create them. Coin them.
Some of them I do.
Do you?
Some of them come from other people that we use. You didn't, hold on. All the words that you use, you created them?
I create all these nicknames.
No, you didn't. You didn't create. Yeah. Somebody else, you using it, right? Get it?
Yeah, not every word, but.
Exactly.
Now I'm worried about you calling him thirsty.
He was posting that stuff. You see him, Jenny? Yeah. He'll let you hear.
I'm thirsty because I get dehydrated because I run so
that
much.
That ain't what thirsty.
If I didn't run so much, you'd see some pictures.
I think you and I have different definitions of thirsty.
Oh, okay. So, by the way, Dez, in his response to you, he typoed and said, I look 30. He didn't put the S in it. He does look 30, right? Doesn't he look 30? He looks every bit of 30, right? Because his body got beat up. So this is my big picture takeaway from all this. Dez Bryant is turning into one of the saddest stories I've ever watched unfold in the National Football League. And I go back a ways covering the National Football League. And obviously, we're not talking about some life-threatening disease that he has or tragedy that he has suffered, but it's a football tragedy, what has happened to him. Because in 2014, he was it.
Yeah.
He was the guy. I was, on an old show, I'm just throwing up the X every day because that was a year. I can argue it was the best year any receiver had that year. You were arguing that he was right there. He was first team all pro. And he did get robbed at Green Bay in that playoff game, but we'll leave that be. But the point is, he was on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. That's hard to do. You have crossed over in demographic into the world. Now everybody wants to know about Dez in Dallas. And off that, he gets his deal. He gets 5 years, $70 million. 43.5 guaranteed. God bless him for that, because he did get his money.
Yeah.
And he gets to keep that money. And I'm pretty sure he's okay money-wise. Yeah. I'm going to hope he is. I hope he didn't squander that. But the point is, that was kind of the beginning of the end of him, because the next year he was just beat up all year long. Mm-hmm. He had the Jones fracture, and then this happened and that happened, and his body started to betray him, as most guys' body starts to betray. And he was a possession receiver, so he took a lot of shots. He didn't protect himself. It wasn't like he caught a slant and got down. You know, he's going to take some collisions. Mm-hmm. And then he only played 9 games in 2015. But 2016, just to put Jerry back in his place a little bit, Dez did make the Pro Bowl in 2016. I'm not saying he had a great year with Dak, but he had a pretty good one. He managed to play 13 games. And then in that playoff game against Aaron Rodgers, the one that Mason Crosby stole from them, Dez caught 9 balls for 132 yards and 2 touchdowns in that game. Is that a number one receiver?
Yeah.
I'd say that is.
Yeah.
So again, if you want to just go back to last year, he was a disaster last year. And to your point, by far the most targets on the team, as you said, the 12th most targets in the league. Well, don't tweet that you were schemed out of things, you know, because you weren't.
Yeah.
How many times last year did I just cringe? I couldn't even watch because Dak dropped back and looked for the single covered 88. I'll throw it to 88, 88, 88, and you're throwing it down a dry well. That's what you're throwing, because he led the league in drops last year. So they definitely didn't have a number one receiver last year. Body has broken down.
And he tried to throw that on Jason Witten, basically trying to shade Jason Witten. Say, yeah, you didn't have a number one because Jason was your number one. Nah, bro, don't do that. That was you. Because this is what happens. If you're not fundamentally or technically sound at running the route tree, what happens, Skip, when you start to get nicked and you start to get older?
I agree.
You get guys like Larry Fitzgerald that's technically sound. They can move from outside the numbers to inside the numbers and not miss a beat.
Yep. So he's bragging, boasting on Twitter, was Dez Bryant yesterday, about being Mr. 73. That means that he broke Bob Hayes' all-time Dallas Cowboy touchdown record with 73 of his own. Mm-hmm. Okay, way to go, Dez. But if you're Mr. 73, you are living in the past.
Yeah.
You are clean to what was. So is that going to be your epitaph in Dallas?
Didn't Bob Hayes win a Super Bowl? Was he on that Super Bowl team that first and 74? He was gone because he came with 65, yeah. 64, 65. Yeah. So he was gone.
But he simply just changed the way people played football.
Oh, yeah. He got him out of that all-man coverage because he just run by everybody. He changed the game.
He was an Olympic sprinter.
No, not just a sprinter. He wanted to gold medal.
No, that's what I'm saying. But he had world-class speed.
But if you look at the guy, the receivers that we think of are great, the Pearsons and the Hills and the Urbans, they got something on their resume, Skip. They might not have the most touchdowns, but they got the most Super Bowls.
They got rings.
They got Super Bowls. So I just want to know what you're playing for. You playing for touchdowns or you playing for them trophies?
Good question.
Because in Dallas, I don't know how they do it now, but they used to play for trophies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure what they're playing
for what they used to play for. Like Mike Tomlin told Willie Parker. Yeah. Willie Parker said he needed to get his carries up because he's trying to win the rushing title. Mm-hmm. Mike Tomlin said, I don't see no rushing title trophies up here. I see Lombardis. Mm-hmm. I don't see no trophies up there. I don't even know if they got a trophy of Emmitt. He's all-time leading rusher in that building.
Is there a Mr. 73 trophy in the foyer of their facility? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what? That's dumb to hear Jerry say we hadn't had a number one. And theirs has never been an Antonio Brown or DeAndre Hopkins. Man, that hurt Skip Bayless. Mm. That hurt him. Because I'm telling you, Skip, the reason why people get so, especially the players, because, see, they use that against you, Skip. Well, you didn't play, Skip. What you know? Mm-hmm. Dez can't say, Shannon, you didn't play. He can't say, Shannon, what you do.
He did.
He can't say that.
It's killing
it. It stings them because I come with credibility.
Yep.
And they know I know what the hell I'm talking about. So that bothers him.
Yep. And he's still sitting on his couch without a job. That is sad to me. But shocking.
That's our fault, Skip. Yep. Because you and I talked about it, we somehow influenced the general manager. Like they care what they doing their job. Mm-hmm. We doing our job.
As if we created a false narrative when I think we just created what happened.
We're Sanjay Lyle said the same thing. Will McClay said the same thing. Yeah. Steven and Jerry said the same thing. Other analysts that played the game and played the position say the same thing.
Invitation is still on the table for him to join us.
It is.
And speak his piece because that would help answer some of these questions. Mm-hmm.
Catch that invitation. Mm-hmm. You know, we dropped the last couple.
Mm-hmm. More tweeting.
Because I'm thirsty over here.
You need to look that up before you keep saying that.
I'm thirsty.
I don't know.
You know what?
I don't know.
Thirsty. I'm going to go get some Diet Dew right now. No
mercy. The Patriots are a 3.5-point favorite at home for Sunday night showdown against the undefeated Chiefs. New England is 3-2, and they've scored 38 points in back-to-back home wins. On the other side, Patrick Mahomes, he leads the league with 14 touchdown passes for the Chiefs, and they're coming off a dominating win over Jacksonville. Shannon, are you surprised by the spread for this one?
No, they should be. Skip, since Tom Brady has been a starter, there have been only four times that we could go back and find that they were underdogs at home. 2005 to Peyton Manning Colts, 2013 to Peyton Manning Broncos, 2014 to Peyton Manning Broncos, and 2014 to Cincinnati.
That was good research.
That was coming
way to go, Steve.
That was good.
Did you look that up yourself?
You see anything on there?
Oh, you know what?
That's recall.
Wait a second.
That's recall.
Yeah, I didn't know.
That looks like Steve's writing.
That's recall, Skip.
I don't get my notes all typed up for me. Look, Jenny, I have to handwrite all this junk.
It's hard work.
Can you read
it? I actually have no idea what is on that paper.
In 2014, but that was coming off the Monday Night Massacre in Kansas City. You remember when Bill Belichick says, we're on to Cincinnati.
Yep.
Cincinnati was favorite.
Were they really? That's a good note.
That was 2014. So the likelihood
Cincinnati was favored in that game? Well, I want some of that.
Because remember they said Tom Brady was over. The Patriots Rome was burning. Mm. And Tom Brady, the season, it was over, Skip Bayless. Mm. But guess what? If you play New England, no matter how great you are, there's a great chance that you're gonna be a dog. And they should be. Mm. Kansas City should be the underdog. I mean, should be getting 3 points.
Okay.
Because Tom Brady rarely, if ever, loses at home. Mm-hmm. What concerns me, Skip, is that Vegas is looking at Kansas City's defense isn't very good.
I'd say.
And the throws that Blake Bortles missed early, I don't believe Tom Brady will miss those throws. Now, it's not like the Patriots have a defense to write home about either. So I believe Pat Mahomes will make his plays. But in New England, man, you got to be perfect. Mm. think about last week. Unsportsmanlike conduct. They got four of those and personal fouls. Mm-hmm. Kareem Hunt got one.
He did.
D Ford got two, got tossed from the gown.
Yeah.
The game.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Jones thought he was in the WWE.
He did.
He gave the people's elbow to a guy who cut him on the field goal. So now he's gone.
Yeah.
You cannot allow Tom Brady on fourth down. You get him off the field and you do something dumb to bring him back on the field, and now he gets three more cracks at you to get the ball in the end zone.
Okay.
You can't do that. So with that, no, I'm not surprised. I don't trust the Chiefs' defense. And look, they're going to score points, 35. They're at second in the league behind Drew Brees' Saints. They're going to get their points. But the Patriots, they got Edelman back. You saw they hung 38 on the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
They should have had 50. They don't turn it over because I don't believe the Colts was going to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
And Kansas City's defense, that secondary, Skip, running people run through them like Graham Rubin through tax dollars in the 80s. You remember Graham Rubin? Phil Graham, Warren Rubin, they were senators, and they were just spending that surplus of money?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
My bad. But anyway, everybody out there, they know who I'm talking about.
Do they?
Yeah, they
know. Our audience, they're into politics.
Yeah, they were running through that surplus of money we had, Jenny.
Really? Back in
the
80s?
Little bitty baby. Yeah.
Well, you're older than I am. I don't know.
I mean, knee high to a ground. I know, but that's okay. You surprised?
By this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was, because I thought New England would be a 5-point favorite.
That's how much respect I have for
them. I thought it would be higher.
Okay.
Because of the Kansas City defense. And I know it rose and shone against Blake Bortles. And I know I thought Jacksonville would be good enough to score some points, enough points to win that game in Kansas City. And you were correct about that game because you've never liked Blake Bortles. But he lit up Belichick's defense, didn't he?
And you bought it.
373 yards. Whew.
They put makeup on a pig, and you all of a sudden thought it was something really special.
And the truth is, Blake Bortles' offense was really good at Kansas City last Sunday. Unfortunately, it was way too little too late because they rang up 502 total yards, but it didn't matter because Blake had already thrown four interceptions, and one of them got pick sixed. And the offense had lost a fumble, so they turned it over five times, and Kansas City has to feel a little better about itself because it had five takeaways.
Yes.
And that's not the MO of that defense.
Right.
The defense won the game for Kansas City, and I can't believe I'm saying that because I thought that was impossible. But Kansas City's defense is still dead last in the National Football League in yards allowed, thanks to the 502 that Jacksonville had. So dead last? Wow. And at least New England's started to come back to life. They're now 16th in yards allowed. But again, Trey Flowers and Patrick Chung, I know they're not household names. I think they made the difference last week when they came back from injury.
Yes.
Because
yes.
Trey Flowers is their best pass rusher, and Patrick Chung is the quarterback of that second. Mm-hmm. I know Devin McCourty's the captain, but Patrick Chung is always, to me, in the right place at the right time. So all of a sudden, they look like a credible defense against Andrew Luck. They've had 10 days to prep, so that won't hurt. And yet, Andy Reid has had a lot of success against Bill Belichick. But the first success was the game in question. It was game 4 of 2014. Mm-hmm. And they got blindsided because they got off to a bad start, did New England that year. Remember, they lost at Miami in the opener, and they just barely beaten Oakland 16-9. And they go into Kansas City for Monday night, and they get annihilated. It was 41-14, and you're right. All the commentators after the game said, poor Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Belichick didn't surround him with enough help. And so this is the end of Tom Brady and the end of the dynasty. And Belichick says we're on to Cincinnati. And by the way, I'm not being 20-20 hindsight on this because I wrote about it for ESPN.com. I said baloney. They will crush Cincinnati, and they did.
Rob picked Cincinnati to win, though.
Did he?
No, he usually does. He probably did.
He probably did. Well, he would pick anybody to beat New England. But the point is they rose from those ashes and went on and beat Seattle in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But then they come back after the Atlanta victory to open last year. Yeah.
What happened?
It's a Thursday night extravaganza, and you can argue sort of Super Bowl hangover, or they're still celebrating.
They dropped a bunch of banners. They dropped the Super Bowl banner. They dropped 28-3 banner.
And Andy Reid dropped 42 on their heads, 42-27. And those were both Alex Smith games against Bill Belichick, which, again, brings into question the credibility of the Bill Belichick defenses, especially in the last 6 or 8 years. Well, seriously.
Ain't no 6 or 8 years.
Huh?
6 or 8 games. There's a few games here.
I just gave you two disasters right there.
Okay, but Skip, the man's been there 20 years.
Was the Super Bowl a disaster?
Oh, my goodness.
Was that Jacksonville a disaster? Was that Detroit a disaster?
Skip.
Okay. Did they get back to barely credible Thursday night pass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Andrew Luck was throwing some.
Well, he's Andrew Luck, but he threw for like 464 against Houston, and my guys couldn't even get a first down against Houston, so I don't know. But the point is...
Hold on. Are you comparing Andrew Luck and Dak?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
I'm on to Cincinnati because I'm talking about these games. They were blindsided in both these games. They weren't ready for the onslaught. I don't think they were ready for Kareem Hunt, the rookie.
No. That was his coming out party.
It was his coming out. And I don't think they were ready for Tyreek Hill, who wasn't a rookie, but I didn't think they thought that was going to happen. Yeah. So now they see Kansas City coming. Now they see what Patrick Mahomes is doing to everybody. It's no secret. And I do think Belichick, with all of his vast knowledge and experience, can make it a little harder on that kid than others have made it, than even Jacksonville made it.
You're going to have to throw in the tight windows, and you can't turn it over because you play double. Normally, you play double for turnovers in the playoffs, but you pay double for turnovers in New England.
Yeah.
Because Tom Brady's going to get the ball in the end zone. Mm-hmm. You see, last week, Blake Bortles had the ball on several occasions, Skip, in the red zone. And he didn't capitalize. He threw a pick in the end zone.
I agree.
They picked him late in the ball game, towards the end zone. Tom Brady, that's going to be touchdowns. Yep.
So I don't know if this is going to be the classic night where Belichick says to Brady, we are going to run the football and we're going to keep Patrick Mahomes on the sideline. I don't know if it's going to be the classic.
I want a shootout.
Well, do you? Because I don't know if they can win a shootout.
Oh, they can win it.
Can they? 52-45?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's what you want to watch,
but I'm not sure that's what Belichick wants to watch.
Well, with the two defenses, I don't know how you keep a shootout from Curry.
Yeah.
Because I don't really think either the defenses are great. Well, I don't think either the defenses are really good.
Yeah.
Especially dealing with these two offenses and these two quarterbacks.
I totally agree. You also didn't mention the next Randy Moss, Josh Gordon, who has now emerged as Tom Brady, maybe his next favorite target to Edelman.
Gronk is still.
I don't know about Gronk. But the point is, did Sony Michel not start rising and shining?
Who told you this was going to happen? You were like, Sony Michel. Give him a little time.
Okay.
He just got to find how to run the NFL. It's a little different.
Well, I could see Belichick saying, you know what, we're not even going to risk this. We're just going to pound the rock. We're going to run it, or maybe a lot of little flip passes to James White. We're going to try to control the football with long drives and keep Patrick Mahomes in the hangar.
Well, a lot of it will depend on how healthy is Justin Houston.
Yep.
You know, he missed most of the game with that hamstring injury. How soon and how effective can he be? They got some good push inside. D Ford can come up. But just, I don't get, Skip, how you get a team on 4th and 17 and then you stand over the guy and screaming to taunt the guy.
I don't know.
And Andy's looking at him like, dude, come here, let me punch you. He almost pulled a Jimbo Fisher on him. You remember Jimbo Garrett, the guy? Andy Reid like did D4.
Yeah, but
like,
Andy Reid's always been a player's coach.
And
he's not the strongest disciplinarian. And I don't think his teams play the most disciplined football.
No. So, with that being said, is that what you want going into New England, an undisciplined team?
Yeah, I do. Because I want New England to win by a couple touchdowns. So.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because Tom Brady's the best quarterback in football. You keep having to swallow every Monday.
So that would validate it for you if he wins by two touchdowns.
Well, if he beats Patrick Mahomes, then that put that kid in his place. It's like one young gun after another. Next.
So what about Pat Mahomes beat him by two touchdowns? That means Pat Mahomes.
Well, is that what you're predicting?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
What about the magic carpet ride?
He's been on it. You love that.
I love it, too.
Because he is on it. Because sometimes it goes. But magic carpet rides are finite. They have
So you said he's going to be a bust?
No,
that's how you do me?
Kansas City will be a bust. I'm saying Kansas City will fall back to earth with a thud from that magic carpet because it's way up there right now.
I don't even think he played that way.
And all of a sudden you realize, wait a second, we're just riding a carpet way up here in the air and it doesn't even have an engine on it. And all of a sudden they say, wait a minute. Oh, we're playing at Foxborough? It's a long ways
Mahomes
down.
Mahomes is an astronaut. Yeah. He in a space shuttle.
Is he? Okay. Well, you better hope so.
We will have to see how far that carpet goes. I do like that. I think that came from you.
No mercy.
In one of the biggest stories of the NFL season, Baker Mayfield has already led the Browns to 2 wins this season. The Browns only had one game the previous 2 years, but the turnaround was not a surprise to Baker. You know, he's confident. Let's take a listen.
I've known the Browns weren't bad since the second I stepped foot in this franchise. We had a special team from the get-go. Whoever we're playing has nothing to do with this team. You know, we believe in this team we have. Management's put together a great group of guys, and so it's on us from now to learn and move forward.
Shannon, do you believe him?
No. Hell no. This is about Baker making
Hell no?
No.
You have to go to hell no?
No,
I know.
Absolutely.
Boy,
not.
That's Baker hate.
This is about Baker Mayfield feeling confident in his own ability. Mm. But don't feed me this line. Mm. How did they get Baker Mayfield, Jenny, if you don't mind me asking?
What do you mean, how they get him?
How did he get him?
I feel
tense. They didn't win a single game.
Do I feel good clashing across the table? Do
no,
I,
yes. No.
Do I feel putting Jenny in her place?
No. I'm trying to ask Jenny, a good team's. The Patriots were a good team. Oh. Did they pick first?
Okay.
The Eagles were a good team. Did they pick first?
Fair enough.
Oh, a team that wins one game in 2 years, you knew they were good. Mm. Well, how did they end up with you? Good teams don't get the best players coming out of college.
Mm.
Oh, this is about Baker. And I got no problem with him feeling confident in his ability, him believing that he could turn it around. Mm. But don't tell me. And again, you don't know what you got until it actually has to go out there and play. Mm. That's just like saying, well, I knew that guy was going to be good. Everybody says, well, I knew this guy was going to be good. Mm. You don't know until he gets out there and he starts playing. Mm. Baker Mayfield had no idea. He can say that, but I don't believe him. I believe he had the utmost confidence in his ability. I believe he felt that with his accuracy, and we didn't hear this all the way through, with his accuracy, his infectious personality, the way he conducts himself, he believed that with the way he played, it would rub off, kind of like some of the other great players that we've seen in this league. It would have rub-off effect, and they would play better, and they would win some ball games. But to tell me that you knew from the day you walked in, really? Man, that is so much. Man, just the hyperbole. Skip, just temper it down. You're playing well. You play well. Mm. You did a great job. You beat the Ravens. Mm. I get it. Mm. But, bro, come on, miss me with this.
Boy, that's straight Baker hate.
Ain't no Baker hate. I'm real. Keeping it real.
I remind you, Jenny T covered Baker Mayfield at the University of Oklahoma. She knows what of she speaks.
He knew the Cleveland Brown, who was picking first in the draft.
What he meant was just...
No. It's not what he meant. What did he say?
Well,
see, now you pegging. You see what you did, Jenny?
I don't like this. I don't like this, Shannon. Skip, can you please explain
you,
what's right?
I appreciate that for... Yeah, you can scoot over if you like.
Okay, see, Jim, you know what's going to happen. Yeah. Okay, see?
So, here's the point.
Okay.
I was already telling you, the day after they drafted Baker Mayfield, they will be the surprise team of the National Football League if they start him from the start. And what he means about walking in the door, that would be the first OTA where he got some sense of what he had around him. And remember, he came here shortly after his first taste of being in Cleveland, and we had him on the show. So I got to talk to him a little bit off camera, and I think he also said some of the same things on camera. He had gotten his first taste of one Josh Gordon, and he said to me, I think it was off camera, I've just never seen anything like this kind of talent, because he had some really good receivers at OU, but they weren't like this. Dede Westbrook or Hollywood or whoever you want to talk about, but not like this guy. So he got a taste of him. He said, this is extraordinary, his capability. And then he also, they had just acquired Jarvis Landry, and all he did, Shannon Sharp, was lead the National Football League in catches last year. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a pretty good addition, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
And they still had Corey Coleman, and I thought he was going to be a Brown. Silly me, I didn't know, but he was the 15th overall pick in the first round in 2016. Corey Coleman was. So that's not a bad thing to have on your team. And they had just stolen Antonio Callaway in the fourth round because of all his baggage at Florida. And he's kind of starting to rise and shine for Baker now. He's a talent. And Baker had already gotten a little taste of his new roommate, his camp roommate, Nick Chubb. He can run that rock.
Oh, yeah.
And guess who else they had just signed? Carlos Hyde had come over from San Francisco as a free agent. And he had previous years of 1,300 combined scrimmage yards and 1,100 combined scrimmage yards. And I think we're seeing right now, he can run the rock. He's pretty good. Should have gotten the first down. You know, they robbed him in Oakland, but that's a whole other story. And Baker had already gotten a glimpse of his fellow first-round pick from The Ohio State University, Denzel Ward, who is simply in the running for Defensive Player Rookie of the Year so far, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you see all that collection around you on a practice field, even if it's just an OTA field, Baker Mayfield has a high football IQ. And he's saying, this, got this, got this. And he's seeing a defense run by Greg Williams, and he already said they're just messing around in OTAs. And Greg Williams is blitzing him crazy, throwing crazy blitzes at rookie Baker Mayfield in OTAs. Mm-hmm. And he said, this is going to be fun this year. So, yes, when he stepped in the door after maybe a practice or two, he's saying, this football Skip. Team is really legitimately good.
Skip, of course, mm-hmm. the talent level. Let me ask you a question. Baker Mayfield senior year, how many guys from that Oklahoma team played in the NFL?
I don't know. Don't have to go back.
Six or seven?
From last year's
team?
Yeah,
six or seven.
I mean, Dede Westbrook is from 2 years ago. Yeah. He's playing.
Let's say seven or eight. Yeah. Guess what? Guess how many NFL players are on the NFL team? All of them.
Okay.
So, of course, they're going to be more talent.
Okay, yeah. Well, I got you. But I just said he didn't have Josh Gordon there. And again,
the
point of the punchline to the story is he doesn't have Josh Gordon anymore, and he doesn't have Corey Coleman anymore. And I thought they were going to just be loaded with at receiver.
You think Matt Ryan thought this team was going to be special? This Atlanta Falcons team, the one that's 1-4. You thought it was going to be special?
Well, Matt Ryan isn't Baker Mayfield.
Skip, stop playing.
Well, he isn't. He's got talent, but he doesn't have these intangibles. I don't love Matt that because he doesn't have that dog in him. Whatever that thing is, Baker's got it, and Matt Ryan doesn't. Is Matt Ryan bigger with a bigger arm than Baker's? Maybe a little bit. Baker Mayfield's got a rifle, though.
I would see. There you go. Huh? No, there ain't no rifle.
Got a whip.
No, if it's a rifle, it's a .22. Mm-hmm. He ain't got no holster.
22 will kill
no
you.
He got no sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Now you go hunting a little small game.
It'll kill you if it hits you in the forehead. And he hits everybody right in the
there
forehead.
There you go. So now you're talking about he's that accurate now.
Yeah.
You know what, Skip Bayless. You and the Oklahoma guy.
He is deadly accurate.
You and the
I told you. I told you. Jenny tried to tell you, but you wouldn't even listen to Jenny.
The only Oklahoma guy that I've known that you didn't like is Sam Bradford.
I said from the start.
All the rest of you
won't work.
You love all the rest of them.
I told you. He's like a scarecrow in the pocket. Yeah, he is. That's what he is.
Yes, he is. He like the circus tent. He bowl up quick.
Yeah, and how did I feel about my defensive coordinator? What did I tell you? Gotta go.
Kyler Murray got that man fired.
Yeah, he did.
Kyler Murray got him fired.
Oh, come on. That was years in the making. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was years in the making.
Let me ask you a question. Kyler Murray done turned that ball over twice. They win the game.
Oh, so it's his fault. Oh, so the two turnovers.
It was a tipping point.
Jenny.
Yeah.
Would he have gotten fired after this game?
I don't know.
You do, Jenny.
Wait. Hold on just a second. In a Texas-Oklahoma blood and guts rivalry game, Mike Stoops' defense allowed 48 points. That's all you need to know. He's out. He's gone.
Yeah,
he should have been a long time ago.
Kyler Murray got him fired.
He did not. He scored 21 points in the fourth quarter.
Gave Texas
he almost
10.
Saved his job. Gave Isn't 10, that right,
gave,
Jenny?
Gave Texas yeah, 10. I mean, so just imagine if they don't have that extra 10. So now the score is 45. To 38. Oh. If I know my defense is bad, what can I do as the quarterback or as an offense? Turn it over. In a game that's going back and forth, what was the difference in the Super Bowl? Threw for 505, the most yards in playoff history. Okay, Kyler Murray had an outstanding
game.
You
know what? Those games mirror each other because the coordinator is so bad, as in Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl because he's the coordinator. He's so bad he's given up 41 points and he won't even play his best defensive back.
Well, let me ask you.
Okay, so Tom Brady has to try to overcome it. You got to do more. You got to score 41 to tie.
When did you know that, you know what? The defense really doesn't have it today. So we're gonna have to score, but we can't turn it over.
How good is 33 points?
So when did you know that? When he got to 20,
for that matter,
24, 31,
well,
38,
wait a second.
45.
How good is 45 against Texas? Isn't that really good? Texas is really good on
it. It ain't better than 48.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's
it ain't better than 48. Which is better? 33 and 505 or 41 and 373.
Shannon, Baker Mayfield just beat the Baltimore Ravens, who are coming off a big win at Pittsburgh. And here comes here comes your Super Bowl pick. The Chargers are going to Cleveland.
Phillip Rivers put this to an end. But anyway, that's not the 2000 Ravens. Yeah. Now let's just make sure we understand that.
I don't know.
That.
They look really good to me against Pittsburgh.
I don't know, Shannon.
You know what, Skill Bennett, why you do that?
This didn't end well for you. Not this one. No mercy. Jimmy Butler is not shying away from his demand to be traded out of Minnesota. Yesterday was Butler's first practice, and ESPN reported he verbally challenged Karl-Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, and the coaches. He even told the GM, quote, "You bleeping need me. You can't win without me." Butler spoke about the incident later in the day. Let's take a listen.
A lot of it's true. A lot of it is true. But you got to think, I haven't played basketball in so long, and I'm so passionate, and I love the game, and I don't do it for any other reason except for to compete and go up against the best to try to prove that I can hang. So all my emotion came out at one time. Was it the right way to do it? No. But I can't control that when I'm out there competing. Like, that's my love of the game. That's raw me. Me at my finest, me at my purest. That's what you're going to get inside the lines. I think that I was honest. Was I brutally honest? Yes. But I think that that's the problem. Everybody's so scared to be honest with one another. If you didn't like the way that I handled myself in practice, one of the players come up to me. Somebody say something. Anybody. I'm not going to take it offense. It's not personal. Mm-hmm. Jimmy, you shouldn't have done that. Yeah, you probably right. I would have said, I ain't hooped in I don't know how long. I mean, I'm passionate about it. I love the game and I love to win. And that's all I was out there doing was competing, playing hard, doing what I'm supposed to do on the basketball floor.
And before I get to you guys, it was just reported that the Timberwolves canceled today's practice. So this has been building. There is a lot going on in Minnesota right now. So Shannon, after listening to the comments and now hearing how this story has progressed, what do you make of that?
Jimmy Butler wants out of Minnesota. Skip, it was reported last year that he butted heads with Carl Anthony Towns. He butted heads with Andrew Wiggins. And what did they do, Skip Bayless? They refuted it. Oh, it's all good. So now this confirms and validates, because this just didn't happen yesterday. Now, Rachel Nichols, to her credit, she does a great job. She said she got the call the night before that Jimmy wanted to talk. She hopped on a plane and flew there. This happened. Jimmy Butler sits down and talks. Mm-hmm. See, Jimmy lying, though, because Jimmy says this is not he plays the game because he wants to compete. Jimmy wants a max contract like they gave Carl Anthony Towns, like they gave Andrew Wiggins. Can this be fixed? Yeah, it can be. Yeah, it can be fixed. Yeah, if you trade me or you give me max dollars. He said, well, if what I did was inappropriate, I think he's used, like, you know, say, Jimmy, you were wrong for that. Jimmy didn't want nobody to step to him like that. And maybe that's one of the reasons why he wanted to get out, Skip, is because he don't think they have enough dog in him. But see, Jimmy, you got to be careful. See, everybody's not going to let you challenge their manhood. But you knew who to, I mean, you figured them out early on that they don't have that dog in them. Hmm. And so you stepped to them like that knowing they weren't going to step back to you. So he was able to get away with that, Skip, because this thing could have got sideways real, real quick. Because you... But I think basketball players are a little different than football players. Ain't no way a football player can step into a locker room and challenge the two best players, especially if they're other than quarterbacks. Now, quarterback ain't gonna, you know. But if it's a wide receiver, a running back, or a lineman or something like that, you're not finna step to him like that, Skip. Mm-mm. It would all up in your, what? But no, Jimmy, I get it. He's trying to make the situation so attainable they have no choice but to move him, Skip Bayless. Mm-hmm. But look what they gave up to get him. They gave up the number 5 pick and Chris Dunn, the number 12 or 13 pick, and Zach LaVine. And now everybody knows what Jimmy has done. Everybody knows Jimmy wants out. It's kind of like Kyrie Irving, Skip. Now, had Cleveland approached someone, said, look, guys, we're looking to move Kyrie, they could have got something. But that news came out before. Kyrie wants out. So now his value is greatly where you can move him to. You end up having to trade him to the team that you beat for the NBA, the Eastern Conference Finals the year before. So it weakens you, makes them stronger, because you got no leverage. Everybody knows he's going to go. He wants to go. So what do you do now, Skip? Jimmy handled this situation wrong. Jimmy, you can't, I get it, you want out. But Jimmy, you can't do this, bro. Because now, Skip, what they going to do? But we knew something. When it came out, it reported that Jimmy wanted to be traded. Andrew Wiggins' brother tweeted what, Skip? Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
It's over. He can't go back in there. Mm. Andrew Wiggins not. But it goes to show you why LeBron wanted out. One didn't want to play with him. Mm. Can you imagine him trying to play with LeBron?
I think it was the other way around.
No.
Yes, it
no,
was.
No, 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 no.
Yes,
no, 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 no. I'm saying no. Andrew Wiggins.
I thought you meant Jimmy.
Not Buckets. Not Jimmy. But Skip, let's be real, all the way real now. Jimmy Buckets is a great number 2. He ain't taking no team. He ain't KD. He's not Braun. He's not James Harden. He's not a number 1. So stop playing, Skip Bayless. I know you like his toughness, and I love it too. But he ain't them.
Hmm. You finished?
Yeah, I'm done.
I cannot tell you how much I disagree with your take and your take on what happened yesterday in Minneapolis, because this was a very positive sign from Jimmy Butler that he would like to stay with the Timberwolves. What did he scream during the practice to the GM, Scott Layden? What did he scream?
You can't
win. Get me out of here? No. He said, no. He said, you effing need me. That's what he's shouting. And what did he tell Rachel Nichols? I just want to be appreciated. And he went deeper into his issues with those other two quote-unquote stars. And I have the same issues with both of them. But Jimmy, who was the last pick in the first round, the 30th overall pick out of Marquette, where he never made any All-Star, he was like honorable mention all Big East. He said, I am not the most talented player. Who's the most talented player on our team? K-A-T, Cat, right?
Yeah.
Who's the most God-gifted player on our team? Wiggs. I don't like Wiggs. I didn't like him before the draft because that's all he is God-gifted, but I don't like his intangibles. I don't like his motor.
Had Embiid back, not been jacked up, Embiid would have been the number one overall pick.
But then he said, Jimmy said, but who plays the hardest on our team? Me. I play hard. I play really hard, and I put my body on the line every damn practice. And by the way, Stan Van Gundy, who's now a newcomer on ESPN as an analyst, he reported on SportsCenter, the late SportsCenter, that he called a couple of sources that he knows very well in the T-Wolves front office, and they said yesterday was no different than any Jimmy Butler practice, that's just business as usual. That's the
they're
way he played.
They're trying to smooth it down, Skip. You know it's not the case.
I don't know about
that. No.
Okay? So when he says, I just want to be appreciated, now we got Kevin Durant syndrome that happened in Oklahoma City. Why did Kevin want out? In the end, it's because Oklahoma City management and ownership valued Russell above Kevin. They made Russell the alpha. They said he's our best player. They positioned him. They spoke about him publicly like he's our best player. And after a while, Kevin just couldn't take it because he thought he was the best player. So he said, I'll just go join forces with a team that knows how to share
is
the basketball.
Is Jimmy Butler a better player than Karl-Anthony Towns?
I think he's more valuable than Karl Anthony because he plays both ways and he does play hard.
But here,
and he will make and take big shots.
But what's the way the Minnesota Timberwolves can show Jimmy Butler he's appreciated? 5 years, $190 million.
Or the way you discuss them. Because all the quotes that come from the front office and from the GM are all about Karl Anthony's our most talented player and Wiggs can do this, you know?
Okay? But here's the thing.
There's a way you can handle this where you make him, he's the alpha on this team. That's what he's trying to tell
there's
you.
There's no question.
Yeah, he's by far the alpha. The other guys are followers.
But here's the thing. Had OKC given Russ a 5-year, $200 million deal before taking Kevin Durant. I can say, y'all don't appreciate me. Mm-hmm. And that's what Jimmy Skipper, sometimes you gotta weed all the way through that thing and get all the smoke and chop the weeds down so you can see clearly. This is about money.
I don't think so. And what did he say about his coach, Coach Thibodeau, Tibbs as he calls him? He says, I'm paraphrasing the quote, but he said, right now, Tibbs is in his office chuckling over what I did in practice because he loved it. That's what Tibbs loves about why he wanted Jimmy because he had him in Chicago, obviously.
And maybe that worked with Joakim Noah. Mm-hmm. Maybe that worked with Gibson. Mm-hmm. Maybe that worked with Rose. Mm. But, Skip, you can't just because that worked there doesn't mean it'll work here. And so Jimmy is trying to say, well, okay, this is the way. No, bro. You have to adapt because it's not about, you don't play a one-on-one sport, bro. Mm-hmm. You play a team sport and you need teammates. But like I said, Skip, this could have got sideways real quick. And then what?
I like it that he challenged their manhood because it's basketball. It's not football. Every position's sort of equal. You know, you're all the same. There are only three stars on the team.
Yeah, but Skip, you at the end of the day, whether I'm good or not, I'm still a man. Mm-hmm. And that's what I got to ride with. Because when I lay my head down, I'm a man. When I come to practice, I'm a man.
Yeah, but like Jimmy said, do something about it.
Exactly. Yeah. But he – Let me ask you a question. If Z-Bo was on that team, he challenging Z-Bo like that?
Nope.
Exactly.
He doesn't need to. He doesn't need to because he's got dog in him.
No. I don't care what I got in
Jimmy is top dog on this team.
But here's the thing. This is what I tell guys. Look, Skip, you don't have to be tough. And I didn't pride myself on being a tough guy. I said, but don't you make me find out how tough I am. Because at the end of the day, I'm a man. I got a family. I got responsibilities just like you. You can't talk to Skip. You can't talk to everybody any kind of how.
Well, that's no reason to get him out of there.
No, he wants out. He wanted with the deal with a trade. They weren't trying to move him. It wasn't like, see, Kyrie heard that Cleveland was trying to move him first. And then he said, okay, y'all want to move me? I want out. Minnesota wasn't trying to move Jimmy Butler. Mm. Jimmy Butler wanted out because Andrew Wiggins got what, 4 years for 150. Anthony Towns got 5 years for 190. Give Jimmy But Glenn Taylor, who has, he's a billionaire, said, why am I going to be in the luxury tax for the 7th seed? Remember, Skip, they basically had the play-in game for the 8th seed last year.
They did.
Why am I going
to? And then Golden, they lost in 5 to Houston. Yep.
Golden State can say, okay, we'll pay luxury tax because we're in the NBA Finals. We're going to move into a new arena. Okay, we can pay luxury tax. Skip, I'm not paying luxury tax for $100 million or $200 million to be the 7th seed.
Do you want to win?
I want to win championships. They win the, let me ask you a question. They win the championship? They're going to beat Golden State. They're going to beat Houston. With Jimmy, I don't care how great Jimmy is. Jimmy can give you 25 and 12. Carl Anthony Towns give you another 25 and 12. Andrew give you, Wiggins give you 18 and 6. They win it?
A couple more pieces. They got a shot. They could be contenders.
How many more pieces are you going to get, Skip, with three max guys? Three max.
Well, the sticking point is Wiggins, and I you can go look it up. I did not like him before the draft.
Well, it's too late. You got him now. They gave it to him.
Look how many negative games he had at Kansas where he just disappeared. You say, like big games, March Madness games. Where was he? I think he had 4 points in one game.
I get all that, but Wiggins has gotten the deal now. He's got that 4 years with Buck 50.
I don't know how.
So what you going to do now, Skip? Jimmy Butler wants out, or he wants that max deal.
But he did say this could be fixed.
Yeah, of course. Give me 5 for $190 or move me. Those are the two fixes.
Fixed for him, but what about the fan base? What about his teammates? What about the coaches?
Yeah.
This is a reputation that's been tarnished, and that's what I've been hearing from some Minnesota.
Yeah, you don't talk to me sideways. Woo! See, sometimes, Skip, sometimes you got to take a butt whipping to prove a point. But when you do that, Skip, you just make it so that he won't do that again. Now, sometimes, Skip, you know, animals, they get into a fight, but they put it on them just right. They might lose. But he's like, you know what? I don't want them problems anymore.
They open in a week.
Well, good luck with wigs. That's what I say.
You want to make it about wigs.
You know, the fans are going to have to wear wigs to disguise themselves.
Jimmy Butler go out there, he cut up at practice, and you blame Andrew Wiggins.
I do. I love Jimmy Butler.
I
want him on my team.
I love him. I love him all.
I loved everything he said. I think it was just
But he handled it wrong.
No, it was great. No mercy.
Expectations are very high for LeBron this year in L.A., but he is not expected to win the scoring title. Bovada released their odds, and Anthony Davis and James Harden are the favorites to win the scoring title with LeBron third. Shannon, who will win the scoring title this season?
James Harden. Plays in Mike D'Antoni's style offense, Skip. They were number one in scoring efficiency last year. And here's the thing. He won the scoring title last year. The previous 3 years, he finished second. I didn't know this, Skip. James Harden attempts 10 threes a game and 10 free throws a game.
Way to go, Steve Owens.
Don't do that, Skip. Don't do that. That's me.
He had a hot night last night.
Giving Shannon zero credit.
Zero
credit for the stats.
I mean, think about that, Skip. 10 threes and 10 free throws.
That's a good
He shot
stat.
86%.
I like that.
So let's just say, for the sake of argument, he shoots 35%. So he's going to make at least 3.5 of his threes. He's going to make 8 or 10 of his free throws. Give that 17 points. Now, what about the layups that he's going to get? Because you know he's going to get the layups to drive it to the basket with that lefty. So he's going to win. I understand LeBron's going to play a lot more after the ball, off the ball. He'll get more opportunities. But James Harden. James Harden. I got James
Really?
Harden.
Yeah. I got LeBron James. And I don't think it's even going to be close. And I think he'll win the scoring title, and I believe he'll win MVP.
Well, he's going to win the MVP. We're going to win.
Kids, cast-offs, LeBron James, they'll finish seventh or so, and he'll win the
MVP. Stop saying that.
The narrative will be, can you believe how LeBron lifted these kids in cast-offs?
Fourth or fifth.
Wow. I got him seventh, and I got him winning the scoring title because you are missing the new X factor in Houston. Remember that guy Carmelo? He's not Melo anymore. He's just Carmelo.
Carmelo.
Or he's Anthony, right? but what did he do to Russell Westbrook? Russell, 2 years ago, averaged 32 points a game. Then what happened to Russell last year with Melo? What happened?
Melo coming off the bench.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
They found a good spot for him.
I don't think so. Yeah, I think CP3 is going to make sure that Melo gets his shots because he loves him some Carmelo. See what CP3 said the other day? It tears him apart to watch the narrative on Carmelo, the negativity.
It tears me apart to watch with my own eyes that Carmelo Anthony is not what he was in Detroit, not Detroit, in Denver and early in New York.
2 years ago, Russell Westbrook averaged 32 a game. Last year, it fell all the way to 25. That is a steep drop.
Yeah.
From 32 to 25. Why was that, Mr. Sharp? It was because of Carmelo Anthony. He's got to get up his shots. And he got him up, and he had Paul George also. But now you got CP3. He's got to get some shots. I know he's the point guard, but he's got to get some.
He's going to be on there with Melo.
Yeah. Watch Melo. He'll get up his 10, 12 shots a game. He just does. It's who he is. He's a scorer, born and raised a scorer.
But
and
that's CP3 not
what will make sure he will go out of his way to get Melo involved. And that means there's going to be a little bit of trouble in paradise in Houston because James will not get the shots that he got. Melo is the all-time, again, I just think he's a ball hog, but in a good way. He's going to shoot the basketball.
A lot of times it wasn't a good way. But we just completely forgot about Anthony Davis, who will probably win because we went the other way.
All right, but he just keeps averaging 28 a game.
28, 11, and 2.
28, 28, 28. LeBron will average 32 a game, and he'll win it going away. Are you down on your man, LeBron James?
Yeah, why am I down on him? Because I don't think he'll win the scoring title.
I mean, who else is going to score? Yeah, Brandon Ingram will get his, but he's still a young man.
What about Lonzo?
Huh?
You told me Lonzo could score somewhere between 15 and 17.
I didn't say that. Not now. Lonzo won't even get any minutes. I'm not worried about points. I'm worried about minutes.
10 to 30, right?
Yeah, 10 to 30, somewhere in there, right? So who else is going to score? LeBron will just put on the show of shows. He'll be Showtime by himself at Staples.
James Harden will probably attempt 12 free throws this year.
Yeah.
And 11 threes. Because you remember, what's the general, Daryl Morey, said they want 50 threes a game. They want to get up as many threes. So somebody got to shoot, put those threes up.
Who do you think will play at the fastest pace in the NBA this year? The Lakers will. I told you from night number one, first preseason game, I came right in here and said, that's the most fun team to watch on offense in pro basketball because Lord knows they won't play any defense.
But that's what you're advocating. Oh, push it, push it.
Okay, but LeBron's going to get so many easy buckets in transition. He's going to score 32 a game.
Huh?
You know what?
They're not easy. We just make it look easy. That's the thing about greatness.
I know LeBron watches us, and you just lit that bridge on fire because you didn't have any faith in him winning the scoring title.
I got him winning the MVP.
Oh, yeah, come on.
And next year, I got him winning the NBA title.
Do you?
That's what's most important to him.
You're
going
to need a lot of help.
Don't worry. See, there you go.
Yeah.
You're
not going to need the AD in New Orleans. You're going to need the KD from the North.
I'm thinking about KD going, if Chris Haynes' prediction is correct, KD goes to the Knicks.
He wasn't predicting that. He said that's a possibility.
Well, I like it. Yeah. I like that possibility.
You do?
Yeah.
So?
If we don't get him, let him go to New York. Put him in the East. And then we get AD.
Okay.
You know, Skipper, we get AD.
AD will not put you over the top. He's not good enough. Nope. Mm-mm.
You need to stop.
Sorry.
You're too big for this to be playing like that. He is good. He's great. 25.
Jenny, can you believe he has no faith in LeBron to win the scoring
title?
What scoring title?
Who
cares about that? Only you care. You. I see.
Everybody cares.
No, because Michael Jordan won the scoring title 10 times. LeBron ain't concerned about scoring.
Yeah.
LeBron, we do other things.
Oh, like not play defense?
Assist the ball, rebound the ball, block shots.
You're going to lead.
Oh.
This is it. This is on a silver platter right here.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Monday for another week of Undisputed. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.